Omarav Gidul Omarav. Hi Simlak Trashi Kernleb Lushan Yishmel Vuhum Min Esav. Sheish by Sholosh Shuva Shalol, type of a grass, but has three different stems coming up. Zulamala Mizu. So the Mara Mavorchan Alavayu Buri Yatze Besamim. As even the Rashi says, the type of a grass, the Chiri should make Asve Besamim. So some say, since it has roots, it has like leaves on it, shoots, it looks like a tree. So since it looks like a tree, the bracha is very atzei b'samim. Other mafarshim learn that b'samim is different than eating. By an eitz for pri, it's only if the eitz mamish grows and stays from year to year. But for b'samim, abi it's hard, like wood, then you make a bari atzei b'samim. Even though it's only an eitz, it's only a grass. But since it's hard, like wood, you make atzei b'samim. Omarav Chanan, Omarav Hani Chalfi, the same thing, is also a hard Esovim. Chalfi Dimoy is also Mavorchan Alavayo Buri Yatze Besomim. Trashi Chalfi Dimoy, Boisim, Shakur Nashri, Vu, Shiburlis Nerit, Vyosu, Kain Gevulim, Pishtan, comes out of a Pishtan, out of a flax tree. Also, you make a Buri Yatze Besomim. Omar Mazutra, my crow, where's the right from the apostate that flax is called a tree? It doesn't possibly, Yeshua, Vi, Aleisim, Agagam, Patitmanayim, the Pishtay Hates. Says she hid them, the tumaraglim, in the pishtan eitz. So it says a flax tree. But mishashu yoma hay nakrum divinisto mevorkan alavayil buri atse b'sam. If this type of also grass was a asovim, but if it was grown in your backyard, some mafreshim say there you take good care of it, and it becomes very hard, it looks like a tree, you make a buri atse b'sam. Over the davro, this grows wild, then it grows very soft, you don't water it so much, then you make a buri atse b'sam. Because for the psalmim, it's telling you if it's hard like a tree, like wood, or it's very soft. Omer Rav Sheshis, Hani Figli, on violets. What bracha do you make? Mevorchen alayhu buri asfe b'sam. Like on flowers, at least a violet flower that doesn't come off a tree, you make a buri asfe b'sam. And on roses, it's a shayla already. Because roses has a shame tree to it. On a rose tree, you'd have to make a buri asfe b'sam on roses. But Figli, you only make a buri asfe b'sam. Omer Mazutra. Haiman de Merchot Vesreide. Somebody smells an esrig. Oybe Chavusha, it's quince. It's a peri that gives off a smell. Oyma, you make a new bracha. Borach Shinosan Reyach Tei de Peris. And since this is a chosh of a pre that you could eat the pre, but now you're going just to smell it, there's a new bracha. Borach Shinosan Reyach Tei de Peris. You're not eating it now, you're just going to smell it. Before you smell it, you make this bracha. When you eat it, you make a bar priyates. Omer Rav Yehuda, Haiman de Nofik b'yayim Nisin. Somebody goes out in the streets in Nisin, v'chazi ilni de komalavlevi. He sees all the fruit trees that are starting to bud. That's the time when the fruit tree starts to bud. Is Omer the new bracha to make. Vorach, Ashash, Hashem, Ken Mechalam, Shulay Chisa, B'yalom, Eklum, nothing is missing in this world. The Vorabai, Briyas, Taivis, nice Briyas, V'ilonis, Taivis, nice trees, Lesanis, Ben, V'nayodim. That's halacha. You're supposed to make this here in LA. There's no problem. Comes Easter time, you go out and see the new trees blossoming, giving off the buds. You're supposed to make this bracha. Amarav zutra batuvi. Amarav minayin shemavorchem al reyach. How do we know this? You say you're supposed to make a bracha before you smell. Because halacha, not every hanor do we have to make a bracha. The mosh we said if your mamish sweating away, you take a nice cold shower, you have tremendous hanor from it. You don't have to make a bracha. Because you say this, the anor doesn't go inside your goof. So only achila, really eating, that's something goes inside your goof, you have to make a bracha. The question is, the sumim smelling is not something really goes inside your goof. You don't have from it. So how come we have to make a bracha on the sumim? And when you smell something, after Gemara Nasmata Shinemar, kol neshama taloko. And I'm old, the neshama has to give shvach to the Eibishter. What does that mean? A zil dovish and neshama nenes v'menu. What's called something that the neshama has anor from? V'yena guf nenem v'menu. It's not that something that goes into the guf. Smelling doesn't make the guf hanor. Have yoyim is a reif. That's smelling. So since the neshama has hanor from smelling, that's all we make a brach on smelling. And that's what in by Moitzoy Shabbos we make a berum and ibasamim. Like since we lose our neshama yisera, so the neshama feels bad. It's supposed to smell some reif to make the neshama feel good. So that's hanor that goes into the neshama. Rasha is masba because the smelling is like comes in through breathing. You're smelling, you breathe in the smell. So breathing has to do with the neshama. Ruach HaTeinu, Hashem blew into your neshama. So the breathing, that brings in the smell into the neshama. So that's why you have to make a bracha. But it's not that chosh a bracha or smelling to make a bracha achreina. no matter how much even you smell in the whole day, you're not looking to make a bracha koreino, because it's not really a guf hanor that went into your body. It's only by eating where the guf hanor went into your body, you have to make a bracha koreino. But for the summon, you just make a bracha mishoina, no bracha koreino. Omarav, for Yomarav Zutra Batubi Yomarav, Hasidim Bechuri Yisrael, it's Moshe Mashiach. The Bechuri Yisrael, Shiitnu Reach Ted Klavonim. The people will smell very good like Klavonim. Shinama Yelchu Yon Kosov, Vihi Kazayat Yen Hoidu, Varecho like Klavonim. They'll smell like Klavonim. Shrashi Litanus Klavonim, Shemareach Olav, or Prochet. It smells very good and the Prochet. The Yomarav Zutra Batubi.
The
sweet
is
Borimim
Sam,
Asid Sam,
and
Atid
Sam.
Right, right.
So, like the
Masa Shabbos. We usually make a Borimim Sam because we have it made from different things. We don't know where it's from. Depends. But Luyit Suya, we make a Bori Asid Sam then. Just from Adas alone, you make a Bori Asid Sam.
But if you have a few, and then you make Hadassah?
Then you make Minim Sam. You have a few things together, you make a Borimim Sam. It's a very complicated Lachi, Lachi. I'm not going to go into too much here. Shalabar about perfume, the Shalabar, what Bracha to make. If you have to make a Bracha on perfume in that.
Usually
that's the right, but since you don't see the wood at all, it's only in a liquid form, you have no shaykhis to the wood at all, then they said the bracha is buried mine b'samim.
You cut open the esrog,
you have to make the bracha. Yeah, if you cut open and you're going to have das to smell it, then you make this bracha. You don't have to have
a reason, just you want to cut it open.
No, you have to have reason to smell it. If you're going to eat the peri, and agav eating it smells, you don't make a bracha. There's a lot of lochas about smell. We'll see more about it later on. Right? The Yom Rav Zutra Batuvia. Yom Rav. Ma'idich said that Hakel also Yofavita. Shem had everything good at its time. Malamed Achidish Shekol Echad V'Echad Yofle Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nosay. Every type of a umen, every type of work you do, Hashem makes it that the person that does it likes it. Could be the most mavuzadika thing. Could be a cleaning man. But if you're a cleaning man, Hashem makes it, you're going to like it. Vefonu. So Rashi Hezva. Rashi Yoflayim Nostad, a filu bursi, even a person takes care of the skin, skin's animals. Noyolayim Nostad, works with skin. It's nice as umna, the enof. The Yosak Kadosh Baruch Hu Kain, why does Hashem make it this way? Shlo Yechaser Ha'olam Umnas. That there shouldn't be missing shoemakers in the world. If Hashem wouldn't make a special brach, a shoemaker would like to make shoes, who's going to want to be a shoemaker who wants to work with skin? It smells very bad. So the special brach Hashem made that everybody likes his umin. Right? Behind the yam rich, the people say, "Tolalei kaira." You take off this heart of the palm, very chashev a meichul. You take off and ladav recha, give it to a pig. For you, what does the pig do with it? He day of it. He takes it right and rolls in the mud with it. That even though it's a chashev a thing, he does what he does because he enjoys it. And whatever people do, you enjoy it, so you do it. Trashi kaira rach hagodol bedekel at the heart of the palm. Tolo oisel lechazir, give it to chazir. We go again will be ashpil, pull gold in the junk and the garbage. That's the humor of a pig. What does a pig do? He rolls in the garbage. So no matter what you give him, like, he enjoys it. It's not the chance he's having tsar rolling in the garbage. He likes it. But what then? Every humor, whatever you do, Hashem gave a bracha. Usually you like what you're doing. The Yomar Azutra Batubi Yomar Av. Avuka Kishnaim. Somebody has a torch. It's as if you have two people. You shouldn't walk yourself at night. But if you have a torch with you, it's like two people. The Yireach, when the Levone, when the moon is shining, Kishleisha, that lies like three people are there. Iboilu, Avuka Kishnaim, that's the torch is like two people, but Hadi Didei, it means with you. Oidoma Avuka Kishnaim Levama Didei. And else, no, the torch itself is like two people without you. So you with the torch will be like three people. That's the Sharla. Is a torch really only like one and you're the second? Or the torch is like two and you're the third? Toshima, the Yireach Kishleisha, it says the Levone, the moon is like a three. It means with you. There's the moon is only two, and with you is three. Shapir, there's such a chilk between two and three. We'll soon see. Elit iyamit labarma today. If it means what? There's three without you. Ibezoi with you it's four. Abo lomali. What do we have that for? V'yomamar. The shalom by mazikim goes like this. Li'echad niru mazik. If a mazik catches you at night, you'll see him, and he'll be mazik you. Lishnaim, if there are two people there, Nira, you'll still, he'll come to you, he'll appear to you, you can see the mazik. We ain't a mazik, he's afraid of you, we all be mazik you. Lishloisha, you have three people at night, then ain't a Nira kolika, then the mazik won't even come to show himself in front of you. So there's such an Indian to have three. So tomorrow, but if you're going to say that the mum is like three without you, so it's like four, there's no limit to have four. When you have three, that's it. When it says a torch is like two, it means with you. Okay, so if you're holding a torch, so you won't be nizik, the mazik won't hurt you, but you may see it. When the moon is out, then it's like three, means the moon is like two, and you're three, then you won't even see the mazik. It's worth it to a person to throw himself into the fire and kill himself, and not to be Mavayish's friend, Barabin. How do you know this friend? The Raya from Tamar and Yehuda. The Pasuk says there that they're about to kill the Tamar because they thought she was Mazana with somebody else. And she didn't go and say, you know, who was I Mazana with Yehuda. She just said, these are the simonim. See, if Yehuda would understand and say, well, good. If not, she's ready to kill herself. I'll be not the Mavati Yehuda Barabim. You see, such a thing. The Farshim says, if Shad is and you're Mavati, somebody Barabim, you make him red in the face, that's Kena Mitsa. It's as if, a Zugma, as if you're killing him. But just like you're not allowed to kill somebody, you're supposed to let the Yorah Gal Yavar, you're supposed to let yourself be killed before you kill somebody else. Who was in here also before you invite somebody to rob him and like a mixas killing him, you're not supposed to. Tana Rabbon, have you upon of shemen vihada? You bring upon the person shemen oil which smells good. It's a shalot to make a bury near the summim on the shemen. Hadasim, you should make a bury atzeh the summim on the hadasim. Is which one do you make a bracha on first, or which one do you hold to make a bracha on? The shama yomi mivorach al shemen. Make a bracha on the shemen. That's more choshev oil. The yachakach mivorach al hadas. Then you make a bracha on the hadas. Mashmud adasim will be bury atzei b'samim, and the b'samim here has to either be an atzei b'samim, or else the b'samim here is the shemen b'samim with the bury minei b'samim. So b'shami says, first make the bury minei b'samim on the shemen, and then make bury atzei b'samim on the adasim. But they still learn him, no. Mavorach al hadas, make a bracha on the adasim first, that's how we pass on the locha, because the adasim is pure, the smell. And that's the wood itself where the smell is coming from. So that's more choshev. The yachakach mevorach al hashemen, and later you make the bracha on this oil. The oil is not the pure b'samim. The oil was that you cooked the wood in the b'samim, and the wood gave off its smell into the shemen, and now you're smelling that, but that's not pure smell. So the hadasim is more choshev to make a bracha on. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, ani achriya Gamliel said, I'll be machriya here like Beishamai Shita, and say why I should make a bracha on the shemen first. Shemen zochino for two things, lereichai v'zochino l'tichosai. From shemen, I have two type hanos from. I can smell the shemen; it has a perfume in it. It smells good. V'sichosoi, with the shemen, I can smear my hands with it. So since shemen is a choshev zach, I have two hanos from that. Rock comes first. Hadasman, not food, no hadasim. Don't eat. Hadasim we're talking about. Shemen, right? Shemen, right? Schinu l'reich, schinu l'sichosoi. Well, after eating it, it wasn't shemen that you eat here. It's the shemen you use for either smearing your hands on, or else it was for smelling. You put smelling in, you put some into it. It's not something to eat. So, chin, weiter, hadasim, hadas, l'reicha is the chinu, hadasim is something good to smell, of l'tichosim, l'reicha is the chinu. It doesn't have a smell, you can't rub yourself with hadasim. That was Beshamai Svara, and he passes like Beshamai. Om l'reb, you can also give him a chriya. You can also be passing like that. We have popik loy levei rafuna, vrei de ravika. They bought in front of him this type of oil that smells good. And hadasim, shoker rapapa berach hadas bereisha. Rapapa first took the hadasim like by simul shita, and he made a bracha bori at the sum of that first. V'hod the baruch Hashem. Then he made the bracha bori minei the sumim on this perfume from the oil. Amalais, he answered back to him. Leisavu lamar alof the divrei machriya. Don't go like a biyuchim before seven. We pass on the divrei machriya. Here should be like Beshamai. Or Malay, Hocha Yom Arova, Halacha Gebeisilu. He answered back, but Rava said we pass like Beisilu. We always pass like Beisilu. Therefore, here the question is, I should make the bracha on the hadasim first. And the svar we said was because that's the ikar eight where the psalm comes from. Now, it's shalif if you girls this or not. So, Gemara, we have the years of Elohi. He was wrong. Lishdemute nashu the oven. After the answer, he holds like Beisilu. The pshat is that's not the halacha. Really, here the halacha is like Yechin and said halacha could be a machri like Beshamai. And after he answered himself, was just machmesh kisufa like he wanted to excuse himself, not to make himself wrong. That's this girsa. So the Gemara says here we're not girsness the Gemara, and the Rif is not girsness pshat in the Gemara. Therefore, without this gear, so we pass in the way Rav said here, halacha kebeis tilul. And that's halacha l'mais we hold like that. And when you have shemen and hadasim, you make a brach on the hadasim first, because that's beis tilul sheet, and we pass in the way beis tilul. You will not gird as last gird of Allahi, like Mishmut and Ashu the over that. Really, Beis Shammai is right here. He just said he holds like beis tilul to excuse himself. Tona Rabboni. Well, let's see Rashi. Rashi shemen v'hadas. Rashi b'soif ha-sudah, at the end of the sudah. Shemen losuch yodav, they used to smear it on the hens. Lahavis zuhum ha-soichim, take away the bad smell of the oichlim. V'hadas l'reyach k'moy shemarnu. And the adasim was only to smell k'moy shemarnu. That's what Rashi says. Now this Rashi is a very shver, like the top place it says. There's the shemen v'adasim. There's high shemen l'reyachu. This shemen was also a vada to smell. The Ilahabra Azuma, if the smelling here was only to take away the bad smell of your hands from the eating, for Armina Perikel Dron, the Gemara says later, Dame Borchanolov. If you have smell that's there to take away bad smell, you don't make a bracha on it. As the Marshal Zaman, if you have a mace in the room, and you want to put nice psalm there to take away the bad smell of a mace, even though you smell it to enjoy the psalm, you don't make a bracha. Because the equal of that psalm is just to take away bad smell. We only make a bracha if the whole kavana of this psalm is for smell. So tell you that the kashan Rashi, if you put the shemen just to wipe off the bad smell of your hand, you wouldn't make a bracha. And we hold Allah, we hold like Tosfos, that if you'd only put the psalm on a bad smell, take away the bad smell, even though now it smells good, you don't make a bracha. The psalm is only where your whole kavana is to have enjoyment from the smell. Weiter. Ani achriz Rashi tzad beis shamiz. Chinu l'reichas chila v'goyin mishcha t'vish alokas m'shem. V'lohi lemar rov alokas beis sil el rapop asir. They brought in front of you shemen, that's to make a bracha to smell, the yain to drink. What bracha do you make first? You have to hold the shemen in your right hand, you see, you have to make a bur mine besom first. Could be like we had before, because shemen has 2 miles to it. It's good for sichin, it's good for smelling. So Vishami says that even comes before yayin. The esayayin b'smerla. You hold the yayin in your left hand. Mavorach ala shemen. You make a bracha on shemen first. Halacha, kopas brought down. Whenever you make a bracha, you should always hold it in your right hand. As the chivas ha-bracha should be in your right hand. If you're lefty though, it should be in your left hand. So chayza mavorach ala yayin. Then you make the bracha on the yayin. The beisil loimim, we hold like beisilul. Oiches esayayin b'yaminoi. Ravada, we hold that Birchas Hanena is more chashev than a Birchas Areich. Whenever you have 2 things in front of you, one you want to eat, like here you want to drink the yayin, and the other thing is to smell the shemen, Ravada, eating is a bigger hanor. First we make the bracha on eating on the yayin, and then we make the bracha on the psalm, smelling. So if you still hold, first you hold the yayin in your right hand, v'yaminoi, v'yas Hashemen b'smelein, v'vorach ala yayin, v'choz m'vorach ala shemen. Now, if you made the bracha on the shemen, the mice was used to smear it on the hin. Now it's too much on your hands, so the Gemara of Atochu b'Rosh Hashamish. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to wipe it off on the head of your shamish. And you have some slave there, so to wipe it up, wipe it off on his head. But it's not nice to be in your hands. It's not nice to have too much psalm on you. The shamish tamal chokim over the shamish tamal chokim tochu b'koytu. Then wipe off your hands on the wall, not on the tamal chokim. It's not nice for Tamil Chacham to go out on the street when he's smelling too much. We'll soon see why. It's a shalaf of Mishka Zacha. You're smelling too much. It looks as if you want other men to like you to come to you. So it's not nice to be smelling too much in the street. Tana Rabbanan. Shisha Dvorim, 6 things, Gnai the Tamil Chacham. It's a Gnai for Tamil Chacham to do it. Al Yaitse Kishum Hushim. He shouldn't go outside on the street when he has a lot of psalmim on him. We'll soon see why. He shouldn't walk out at night by himself. He shouldn't walk out with patched shoes. I mean, you have a shoe with a hole on it. You have to patch it up. But a patch, not nice to walk out like that. It's not nice for Talmud Chacham to talk to an Isha in the street. He shouldn't sit with a Chabur of Amoritz. Now he's Masbah. Another one. He shouldn't come last into the Beis HaMedrash. Some say, he should not take big steps, which this pasha not only in Issa v'Talmud Chacham, if anybody shouldn't take big steps. You shouldn't walk with your head sticking up, it's like you're being doich of the Shechina. Now we'll be masking all these things. Shouldn't walk out when he's smelling a lot. Leshuk. Omer Rabba, Breda, Rabchia, Barabba, Omer Rab Yechin, the Mokim Shechashud, Mishkav Zacher. means places where there were a lot of Mishkav Zocha. What do you call them? Men and men. So Mel, if you're smelling, you mean like you want other men to come to you, that's why you shouldn't do it. So Tachshan. Rashi. That was a derech. They used to make them smell very good because they shisavu lehem, that other men should like them. Smell is not nice, but tamachok them will go like this. Omer of sheishes leyamor nela bebigdut. It's only on his zegid you shouldn't do it. Avo begufay zeya magrule. That's mutter. To put the perfume or the smelling on your body, that it could take away the bad smell of your body. That's mutter. And that doesn't make you smell so good. But on your begodim, that gives out the smell out. That you shouldn't do. Omer of papa. The saroi chibigdoi dummy. Well then, if you have the smelling in the thumb on your hair, that's the difference. Your beggar, you shouldn't have it. That your hair shouldn't smell too much. The yamru like a gufa dummy. Some say, no, your hair is mutter. Your hair blights gufa dummy, that's mutter. The yayet zichidi balayla. Tanachokim shouldn't walk out at night by himself. Mishun chashoda. There's a shalach chashad, they'll think maybe he's going to a zionist house. That's why he shouldn't walk out. Trash mishun chashoda shows nuz. So Mashos Pisado, the Shua then could have said Mishum Azikim. That it's not nice to walk out yourself at night, Mishum Azikim. He says it could be talking about inside the city. In the city is no Shiloh from Mazikim. But Akshad, as a Zaina, there is Akshad. You don't have a special time like you're not going to a Shir. Have a Kvila Yidna, you have a special time every single night, you go out the same place, made the Yidia, Lidna Kozl. Everybody knows where you're going, it says no Akshad Mishum Aznus. Zaina. You shouldn't walk out with shoes that have patches on it. It's a gnai, it's not nice for Talmud Chacham to go out with shoes that have patches, you have holes in your shoes. But the more any, for Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Nofik, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba walked out with his shoes that had a patch on it, had a hole, and he put a patch on it. Of a mazut from a bread of Nachman, but Tloy Agab Tloy. It's only not nice that you have two patches. And that's how bit off you are. They got a hole once, you put a patch, that patch came off, I got a hole in that one, put a second patch, that's not nice. Le'amor nel of a pant, it's only in the front of your shoe. Strashi blash, al gabli hereg, on top of the shoe, where people could see it. Out of the gilder less lambo, on your sole on the bottom, nobody sees, that's mutti, you go out with a hole in the sole. Le'fanta, and even on the top of the shoe, le'amor nel of a yuchum, when you're going down the streets, people shouldn't see you. Out of the base of less lambo, in your house, there's nothing wrong with it. Le'amor nel of a moistacham, and the sunny. When people see the shoes, when they're usually they're clean shoes, but somebody sees you wearing ripped shoes, it's very not nice. How you might say, show them in the rainy season, less lambo. Then the rainy season, everybody's shoes used to be full of mud and dirt, so you couldn't tell what it looked like, so then it's alright. Right, by Yisaprim Isha Beshuk. At Hamachachim, you shouldn't talk to an Isha in the street. Omer Rav Chizda, v'afilu hu yishtoi, even though she's your own wife. And Tanya Nami Hochi, v'afilu hu yishtoi, even though she's your own wife. V'afilu hu bita, even your own daughter. Even your own sister. Not everybody knows who your wife, who your kreifim are. So people see you talking to ladies, they'll be chayshid you for shum's nus. This is about the nus of the chassidus, that's what Adam Chachim. And the Rambam brings down his deus, like for a chosh person shouldn't do this. Right, about Yisa b'chabur shal amoritz, you shouldn't sit with a chabur b'n amoritz. My timer, what's the time? Zil moslem shuchib asrayim. Tam Chachim sit with amoritz, maybe he'll go after their shtus and do what they're doing. You shouldn't come last to the Beis HaMedrash. Why not? Mishum the korele pasheya. He's called a pasheya. Shrashi korele pasheya misatzel. It's called an onatzel. He's coming late. He's a lazy guy. He shouldn't come last to the Beis HaMedrash. So Mashiach says another pshat is that pasheya means that if you come last to Talmud Chacham, you're going to make everybody stand up for you. So it's not nice to make everybody stand up for you. Therefore, you should try and be the first one inside. So maybe when other people come in, they won't have to stand up for you when you're coming in. Don't take big steps. Why? The Yom Amar, Psiyagasa, taking big steps, is Natelis Echad Mitovkov Memor, Eino Shalodim. Takes away 1/500 of your eyesight. The Mar Maita Kanta, if you do have to take big steps, how do you get back your eyesight? What's a takana to Masak in your eyesight? Lahadra Bikadusha de Veshimsha. When you drink yayin of Kiddush, that's how you get back your eyesight. Trashi, Bikadusha de Veshimsha, Shashaisa Kaisha Kiddush, Vishabis Balayla. Just by drinking the yayin alone, that is mahadar your eyesight. So Mashiach speaks out here. What? Yeah. Grapes is called yayin. So the minyan, some who are doing kiddush and abdullah. So some people have the minyan by abdullah. They put it in their eyes. They put the yayin all over themselves. Mashiach says that's not of this minyan. This thing to get back your eyesight would be enough just drinking the yayin. That they put the yain and the rice, they're all over, that's just time for a segula or for a bracha. But here the Mor just says, Lahada Gadush Mishun, the Rashi says, if you drink the yain, that's enough. The Ayahalach Bakum is kufi, you shouldn't walk with your head sticking upwards. The Yamamar, Hamahalach Bakum is kufi, if you walk with your head sticking upwards, Afilu Abamis is Kiloduchik Rag Meshchina, as if you're like throwing away the Shchina. Because you're supposed to feel as if the Shchina is always on top of you, so if you're picking up your head as if you mean to throw away the Shchina. The Sir Malay Cholaritz Kavoidi, Kodesh Baruch was all over. So the Shchina is there, you should be putting your head down a little bit, or at least straight out, not sticking upwards. Yeah.